So I'm here at the Convention Center in Philadelphia. We're in Exhibit Hall C. We've been just setting up our display. We're one of the first people that you see when you come in. So if you're stopping by, please come by.
Now I'm going to go talk to some more people who are here setting up.
Here's Bethany Miola. She has been setting up today too.
Hi Sarah, doing great. Excited to meet the Pope. Go to the world meeting.
What have you been doing so far today?
Well, first I got here registered. Then I went to a gathering of delegates from Latin America who are coming to the world meeting, and they are being welcomed by Hispanic family life ministers in the United States. So that was really neat, getting to meet some people from different countries. And then I've been helping to set up the USCCB display, our products focused on marriage and family and four-year marriage products.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a walk around the exhibit hall. I'm stopping here by the John Paul II Institute. We're going to see what they have on display.
I talked to Meredith Rice.
Well, I'm just getting all of our books in order. We have a brand new book by Cardinal Ouellette just came out on the family. And we have a beautiful set of McGivney lectures by Professor Griegel on John Paul II. Expecting them to go like hotcakes. We've just been unpacking our keychains.
And what do you have going on in the center of your display here?
This is Siobhan Maloney.
We have a lovely image of John Paul II that is rather three-dimensional and lit up very nicely so everyone can see it from a long distance.
It's raised on two stairs with nice decorative greenery.
Next, I walked to a stand that was close to ours.
My name is Courtney Abel. I'm the managing director at Majestic Work Studios. We represent a couple of very large Catholic apostolates and ministries, from Focus to Chassis Project, which is Jason Cristalina Everett, to Matt Frav with The Porn Effect, to Christopher West with Core Project, and many more. So we're here representing our apostolates that we work with, and then we have product here that showcase their ministry to the Catholic Church.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thanks.
Next, I ran into my friend, Jesse Tappel.
I'm from the Institute for the Psychological Sciences, a graduate school of psychology.
Why do you think that psychology and good Catholic psychology is important to the family today?
The family is in much need of healing today. We live in a world of brokenness, and our culture needs a lot of healing. We need men and women trained with a theological and philosophical anthropology to be able to heal the family and marriage and have a true understanding of what the family and marriage is.
I stopped at the next stand, which was a Catholic camp.
My name is Anthony Gerhardt. I'm with the Pines Catholic Camp. We're out in East Texas, 2 hours east of Dallas. We are predominantly a summer camp where we have 2nd through 12th graders come out to experience a traditional summer camp in the sense that they have things like the water slide, zip line, sports, arts and crafts, archery, riflery, things like that. But we are a Catholic camp, so we start the week off with Mass at the beginning of the week. We have different special guests, musicians that come out and lead praise and worship, adoration. Priests come out and hear confession. We had the Bishop of Tyler, that's the diocese that we're in. We're independent, but we have their support, so he's come out and said Mass before. And then we hire counselors from all around the country. The best of the best, the ones that are involved in their campus ministries at school, not just on fire for their faith, but that are a lot of fun as well, that, you know, really know how to reach out to kids, help them to have a good time, make friends, and of course make them laugh as well, and guide them as they discover their faith.
Do they get any international kids?
We have a handful that come from Mexico each year. We've had some come from Germany, France, and Spain as well. So not too many, but we're getting international, so that's really exciting.
All right, that's all for now. We're really looking forward to tomorrow and the beginning of the World Meeting of Families.